I always know when Dennis and MJ are involved in an event at Harmony in the House that it's going to be a great program. So many of them are on Friday nights past my bedtime. I don't get a chance to see them or hear them, but I always get rave reviews the day after. And we're also generally very fortunate to have the musicians from those Harmony, Pennsylvania shows end up being with us here in the studio the next day. You'll get to meet him a little bit during this hour, but we're very pleased to welcome from Nashville, Dana Cooper.
I took off running, boy in a blur, and my first lap around the world. I never noticed all the scenery. The world revolved around me. I run, I walk, I fall, and yet I am a part of all I've met. 6 million blinks, 10,000 steps, each day the same, the same. 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world. Pyramids of Giza and that tower that leans ain't the strangest things I've ever seen. I am a camera, you are blue sky. I stop to look life in the eye. I run, I walk, I pause, and yet I am a part of all I'm at. My tattered soul and my worn-out shoes go with me down this road I choose. 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world. The Holland Tunnel to Amsterdam, terra firma traffic jam. A lot of ground to cover in one lifetime. We've come so far, it seems we've just arrived. We run, we walk, we fall, and yet we are a part of all we've met. Awake to hear that bugle call and rush to dance this minute waltz. 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world, 4 laps around the world. And yet we are a part of all we've met. Awake to hear that bugle call and rush to dance this minute waltz.
That's Dana Cooper. We like to let all those notes just ring out. Dana Cooper at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to turn to our kids in a minute to see if you might have a question for Dana, but I want to welcome you here and ask you, can you tell me a little bit about the song you just played?
Yes, I wrote that with my wife, Linda Marks, who's from Homestead, Munhall area, right here.
I'll be darned. Well, how nice.
And we wrote that song. She came to me one day and said she'd read an article that in the average lifetime, we walk approximately 4 times around the world. And we thought, that might be a nice idea for, you know, a song about the course of a lifetime.
That's terrific. How did you two meet?
We met in Houston, Texas, back in 1978.
I remember that.
And I was in a band down there that was pretty successful and playing everywhere. And I was actually off that night, but I just met her at a club where there's a lot of original music going on.
Would we know the band?
It was called the Sherry Crystal Dana Cooper Band. I don't know if you'd know of us up here or not. We were on Austin City Limits, and we kind of had our time back in the late 70s, early 80s.
So. Your 15 hours or however many, your 15-minute waltzes of
exactly.
Of fame. It's just terrific to have you here.
Thank you. It's so nice being here.
When did you end up moving down to Nashville?
Well, we moved in 1988 from Texas to Nashville.
Now that's a transition, I would think.
Yes, yeah, it is, and it was a good one. I had a lot of friends in Texas and a big support group of friends down there, of course, from the years I lived there. But Nashville's been a great place for both of us.
And are you of Texas originally?
No, I'm from Missouri originally.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, around Independence, Harry Truman's town. Not a real exciting part of the country, but it was a good place to grow up, actually, and very near Kansas City, so there's a lot of art and music and culture there to avail oneself of. So,
when did the bug to play and write music hit you?
Very early on. My dad took me to see my first concert when I was 3 years old, so I really, fell in love with music. And
do you remember it?
I do remember it, yes. It was a... We lived out in the country, and he had tickets to go see Ernest Tubb, who was a big country star back then.
You bet.
And a lot of my memories those first few years on this little farm we lived, I have some very vivid memories of that time. I guess because it was just my parents and me, and living out in this farm. My dad was a tenant farmer for a while. So he took, we walked across the fields, across the railroad bridge, got on a caboose on a freight train. My dad said you could actually buy a passenger ticket on there, and he took us in to Kansas City to see Ernest Tubb. So I started playing and singing. Of course, I sang in church and school choirs, played drums in a school marching band when I was about 12. When I was 13, I started playing guitar and writing songs, so.
So I've got some co-hosts here with me, and Silas and Inaru, and also Lola. Would one of you like to ask a question? Inaru put her hand up first. Why am I not surprised? She's usually – but we'll make sure you all get a chance. What's your question? Make sure you speak it into the microphone.
Sir, how long have you been – how long have you, originally been playing music?
Since I was 13, so that would be
a long time.
50 years, something like that.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
That's scary, isn't it? When you're
that's not that scary.
Does anybody have another question? Do you, Silas, what's yours?
Never mind.
If you lost it, that's okay. Let's get Lola's. We'll get you after the next song, Silas.
How did you get interested in playing the guitar?
I really enjoyed listening to other guitar players, So I think when the Beatles came out, that kind of took it over the top for me, and I just really wanted to play an instrument. I'd wanted to play piano before that, but never really took lessons, never had one. So my dad got an acoustic guitar for me when I was 12. And it took me about a year to figure out how to actually, tune it and start playing it. So,
those are good questions. Silas, we'll get to you after the next song. What would you like to do next, Dana?
Well, I've got a little sing-along
called
Great Day in the Morning, which maybe you all could kind of
That's amazing.
Jump in there with me.
Your engineer was singing Great Day in the Morning yesterday, weren't you?
Cool.
Tad, our engineer, but who's engineering you right now, was singing that song yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe you got it from your website. I don't know if it's...
Well, it's kind of infectious, and I'll show you guys where to sing Great Day in the Morning. It's easy. If you want to.
Great
great day in the morning. We got a lot to be thankful for. Yellow maples and a red roof barn. The sun coming up like a medicine ball. Great day in the morning, ain't it? Turn on your radio. Turn up that song, sweetness. Ain't that the one that we both know? Turn it up a little higher. Yeah, turn it up. Mm-hmm, that's fine. Great day in the morning, darling. Let's kick our heels up high. I wanna kiss you, stop yawning. There ain't one dark cloud in that sky, not one. Great day in the morning. 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 Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning.
Early to bed and early to rise. Dreams in your head and stars in your eyes. The sun on your face makes me realize. Well, honey, it's gonna be another great day in the morning. Feels funny. Great day in the morning, honey. I love every new day with you. Turn over now, you've been snoring. The birds are singing and the sky's blue. Great day in the morning, baby. We got reason to celebrate. I want a party, I don't mean maybe. It's gonna be our red letter day, red letter. Red letter. Great day in the morning, we got a lot to be thankful for. Yellow maples and a red roof barn. The sun coming up like a medicine ball. There it is, coming up. Woo! Well, I ask you, sweet pea, ever seen anything exactly like that before? You guys ready now? Here we go. Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning.
Great day in the morning. Great day in the morning.
Want a whistle?
Good.
Woohoo, that was great.
You guys did great.
Yeah, absolutely great. Do you know who wrote that song? No, you're holding me. That song's been recorded by quite a few people, Mr. Dana Cooper.
It has been, yes.
I had no idea you wrote that. I'm blushing.
That's okay.
I had a feeling that might have been true because I was just Googling it. When did you write that song?
About 1987, somewhere in there, like 86, 87.
Okay, yeah. Now I've been doing this for 35 years. I was playing that song in 1987.
Oh, very cool.
And,
I appreciate that.
That gives me chills. I had no idea. That is one heck of a song.
Thank you. It's fun to write.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. I mean, it's always wonderful when a really great, great song crafted like that ends up being successful.
Well, thank you.
If you're just tuning in, Dana Cooper's here. We also have three kids from Pittsburgh Phillips, and they are Inaru and Lola and Silas, all in fourth grade. And Silas, you were going to ask Mr. Cooper a question here. Dana,
yes.
Cooper, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to know if you did anything other than, like, anything other than guitar, like if you ever like played anything like other than guitar and piano.
Yes, I play mandolin a little bit and bass guitar a little, and banjo in the privacy of my own home, so no one has to hear it.
Now, Silas, you just made me wonder about, he has two guitars here today. Maybe what the difference between the two are. Were you wondering about that?
Yeah. What is the difference between the two guitars?
Well, of course, they're different brands of guitars, but they're I have them tuned to different tunings. So this guitar I just play Great Day in the Morning is a standard tuning. The other one is in a B, as in boy tuning, open. It's an open chord. So I use a lot of open tunings in both guitars, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun to play with.
Yeah, excellent. Let's find out what our next song's going to be. Thanks,
Silas. Okay. I might do another song here that my wife Linda Marks and I wrote with an astrophysicist songwriting friend of ours. I'm not sure what an astrophysicist does exactly. Do you guys know? I'm not sure.
An astrophysicist stuff. don't they work with the dog on the Jetsons, I think? astrophysicist or something like that.
But her name is Lisa Ashman, and we wrote this song with Lisa, and it's called I Am. Inspired by the philosopher Descartes. Loudmouth son, shouting in my window, daring me to come outside. I'm just the kind to follow. Hip hooray, the show is just beginning. Look out on a sea of faces, each little planet spinning. And all these strangers drawing nearer, in their eyes I see myself as in a mirror. I am, whoa, 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 I am. You know, some say, man, this life, it's just a dream. Why do I feel so awake, such a part of everything? My heart pounds, my shadow walks beside me. My feet touch the ground, a voice resounds inside me. I am. Every moment has its meaning, and I see mine in the fine lines of my hand. I am. Whoa, 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 I am. I think, therefore, I am. A dog barks, a leaf falls, the wind blows, sea soars, sun sets, just because. Just like them, I am. Whoa, 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 I am. And this voice resounds in me. I want to shout out to the world from where I stand. I am. Yes, I am. I am. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I am. Shout out to the world. I'm a flag unfurled from the firefly to the stars up high. Everywhere I go,
There's one thing I know, believe you me, anyone can see I am. Whoa, 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 I am. Yeah, there goes me, I am.
Saturday Light Brigade, Dana Cooper, and Dennis beat me to it with an instant message he just sent me about putting Descartes before De Horst, or before the horse, or the horse. And I like Descartes, actually. I'm fascinated that Linda is from Homestead. Did she, how old was she when she left Homestead?
She went to college. She went to Indiana.
Okay. IUP?
Yeah.
Oh, good, great. We're carried in IUP.
Oh, yeah.
On Indiana's radio station.
Yeah, I saw that you were. Uh-huh. Yeah, she went to school there. And then shortly after that, I think she worked for a year or so here at Heinz Hall, and it was an usherette down there, and did a couple of the jobs at some department stores, and then she moved down there. So she was fairly young.
Did she come up with you?
No, she didn't, and she wanted to, but this is a very busy work time for her. She works at Vanderbilt University doing graphic design there, and it's just her schedule's
beginning of the school year's got to be crazy,
yeah.
I bet.
But we come up here, every year or two, we come up and visit. She still has family here in Munn Hall and all around, so it's great. I love Pittsburgh. I'd never been here until I met Linda, and fell in love with the city, really, my first visit here. So
yeah, we've actually worked in some schools out that way, and but Homestead's changed considerably since Linda was living there.
Oh yeah.
This is Dana Cooper. I still have some members. I know you're welcome to stay. These are members of our fourth grade group from Phillips called The Animals.
Oh, and they were great. I heard you guys earlier.
Yeah, you guys sang really well.
Very good.
So I just want to be sure if your parents need to leave or anything, you're...
I need to leave, Dennis. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I gotta leave.
You're the beauty.
Buy some lemons, just as I said.
Yeah, you've got your lemonade stand, yeah. But that's the beauty of radio. We'll still be there. Just tune in to us.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, Lola or Inara, of Mr. Cooper?
No.
If you don't, I've got plenty. I've got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. I always enjoy asking questions. You typically plan on your own these days?
Yes. I do have a band in Nashville, but we don't really go on the road very much. It's mostly just me.
And is your life sort of on the road pretty heavy on the road these days?
Pretty heavy. This trip, I'm just here for this weekend. I go to Detroit after the show here and play tonight, and then I head home. Generally, I'm out for a weekend or two at a time, and then once in a while, when I get home, I'm home for about a week and a half, then I'm gone for a month of touring out in Wyoming and Colorado and all those places, so it's a long haul. But usually I try to, get home as often as I can between trips, even if it's just for a few days.
It can be tough because, I'm not a musician, and I'm certainly not a touring musician, but... you want to write songs of authentic experience and life that are true to who you are, yet your lifestyle potentially becomes unlike any natural lifestyle known to man, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm always curious how you balance those things.
I'm still working on that. it's a work in progress. But I tend to write a lot on the road. It's interesting, more than I do at home probably, because once I get home, there are all the day-to-day sorts of things to take care
of. Isn't that something? Because I know if I'm in a hotel room or if I happen to be even here where I'm working, I think I get more done at other people's desks than I do at my own desk, because my own desk has too many things that – distract me.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting. Dana Cooper is who you're listening to. You know, I know we linked to your website. I didn't get a chance to look at it. Is it danacooper.com? That simple?
DanaCooperMusic.com.
DanaCooperMusic.com.
Yeah, DanaCooper.com will take you to a lady real estate agent in Kansas City, which is very confusing to people. If you're interested in real estate in Kansas City, DanaCooper.com, but it's DanaCooperMusic.com. See, okay. I've confused folks even more now.
No, but you're a Missouri boy, not far from Kansas City.
I know.
You should get her to put a little link back to you.
That's a good idea. You know, I actually accidentally went in there one time myself. I was going to go onto my website to check something. I have a DanaCooper.com, and it comes up, and it took me a second. I'm just, wait a minute.
Well, you know, SL,
that's not me.
SLB will take you to Schlumberger Corporation of Switzerland. Who I think could squash me like a bug, squash us like a bug, so we never fought them for it. We just added a radio at the end. How's your recording career right now? Do you have anything out?
I just finished a new recording. It's my 25th album.
Wow.
And it'll be out, probably February, March, somewhere near of next year. And I've finished recording. I just have to figure out how to get it out into the world, it independently. So.
Talk about, we were talking about changes in Homestead, but for your career as a musician, I mean, it's got to tickle you to see the resurgence of vinyl that's occurring.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now. I know it tickles me, but the whole idea of distributing music and getting it out there, the whole business model's just changed.
Oh, completely, completely. And I'm just trying to catch up with the train,
Yeah. Well, hopefully, and I think it's true, is talent will always trump anything. So, and that in your case means you're more than just fine. Looks like Lola has a question. Lola, what are you thinking about?
Like when you go on tours or something, do you miss like your home?
Oh, yes. It's very hard. Each time I leave, it's very hard. Because, I have my wife, and then we have a dog and a cat, and they all, well, my wife doesn't, but the dog and the cat try to make me feel guilty, They give me these looks. And it is. It's hard, It's interesting you ask that, because I was thinking of that day, a couple of days ago when I was leaving the house, how, what a strange existence that is to kind of continue to leave your home and come back and leave it and come home. So, it makes me really appreciate it a lot, too. And when I'm there, I try to be nice and get along and, not be an old grumpy bear.
That was a good question, Lola. Thanks. Yeah. Why don't you ask him what he's going to play next?
What are you going to play next?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Maybe, Maybe I'll do a tune one string here and do a song for our dog. It's called Rainy Day Dog. And I hear you might get some rain here today. I don't know.
It was raining earlier
this
morning.
Is that a little dog?
Do you have a dog?
She has a little dog.
Oh,
I have a chihuahua, but he barks at all the other dogs.
My dog died when I was very, very little.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a puppy tattoo on my cheek.
Oh, that's
cute.
Cool.
People can see it because this is on the radio, but I have a puppy tattoo. It's golden retriever. See?
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Well, it's appropriate for the song. And actually, I didn't really plan this, but this is another song that Linda and I wrote, so she's getting her airplay today. I figured, hey, it's only fair. This is her hometown.
Here you go, Linda. And, another nickel coming your way.
That's right. Another nickel. 3 cents or something. We wrote this for our old dog who named Mabel, who's now gone. We have another dog named Twiggy now, but Mabel was she loved to play ball, and she hated rainy days because, she couldn't go out and play ball. So we wrote this song for her. Rainy day dog, feeling down in the mouth. Tail in a knot, I got nothing to howl about. I know I'll have my day, they say, all dogs do. But under that cloudy sky,
I'm hounded by these blues, rainy day doll, rainy day doll. Sit, come, stay, you're always telling me what to do. Fetch, run, play, yeah, who's your best friend when you're blue? Why, yes, I'll be good and do what I should whenever you're there. You're out that door, I'll curl up and snore in your easy chair, your rainy day doll. Oh, I want what I want, my day in the sun, rainy day doll. You lie down with me, then you rise up and flee. You're too good for me, even that high class pedigree. No bones about it, you give me an itch, I just got a scratch. I pick up my ears, anxious to hear your key in that latch, your rainy day doll. Oh, I want what I want, my day in the sun. Rain, 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 go away and let me play underneath that sky blue, strutting in my house to suit. Rain, rain, go away. Oh, rain, rain, go away. Yeah, rainy day doll. Rainy day doll, rainy day doll, rainy day doll, rainy day doll.
Wasn't that great? Well yeah. Done.
I think that's my favorite one yet.
Yeah. It's a really well written song. Did you work on the lyrics together with your wife?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a well crafted, they're all well crafted songs. It looks like, Inanna, you've got a question or an interview.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right one of these days. Your mic's fine. What's your question?
Oh, yeah. How do you, like, is it easy for you to, like, a wolf and play the...
and play
the
harmonica?
Harmonica at the same time, or is it just, like...
practice.
Just, like,
no, yeah, it's not as difficult as it seems.
There's
a it was a funny thing to discover, though, you know.
I like that part where you go, like...
yeah. yeah,
See, I noticed he used a lot of words, like... hounding as a verb, uh-huh. And some other, that was a very kind of neat song.
Yeah.
As you were playing, I'm not like sitting here answering emails and stuff. I had my back and looking at the computer because this is occasionally happened here where I start peeling back the layers and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, I remember this album. I remember this. Shake Russell? Yeah, I do remember Shake Russell, Dana Cooper. Yeah, sure. And I'm starting to look at these.
Young.
Yeah. Well, it's just really fun to like suddenly realize more about you than I really had thought about at the beginning. Not that any of that extra stuff is needed. That's what's kind of cool is I sense you're still very much in the present, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hopefully still growing, you know?
Yeah. It's got to be tough sometimes for folks that have been doing it as long. One thing I noticed on your website, which I know a few other folks who do this, but there aren't many, is song coaching. And I think that's really good. Is some people don't have a songwriter circle or, you know, a friend, or they just need somebody independently to give them a sense of, you know, what they're doing. Could you just explain a little bit how that goes?
Well, that's exactly kind of what that whole thing is about. You know, when I started to learn to write songs, I really didn't have much of anyone to bounce anything off of other than an audience. So consequently, I embarrassed myself quite a few times early on and figured out how to do it. But with all the experience I have, I can offer folks a lot of advice and direction in all kinds of areas of creativity, really. Everything from organizational skills to, you know, a lot of people have difficulty finding time in their lives for creativity. If you've got a job and you've got kids and you've got a family and your obligations, it's hard to come home and be creative. So I help people figure that out, as well as just the basic crafting of songs and different ways you can go about that, you know. And I always learn a lot from it, and it's always inspiring to me to hear what other people are up to.
Yeah, I think, and I'm guessing you might do a lot of that just through email or Skype or...
A lot of on Skype, some in person, of course, but a lot of, you know, I have clients in Ireland and Alaska and different parts of the country that, you know, I'm not going to really be able to necessarily get together with. Sometimes I can, but so Skype is a great vehicle for that. It's wonderful. You can actually see what one another are doing. I can show people things on the guitar. It's just, yeah, it's a...
Yeah, and it can be remarkably personal, and perhaps because it's so discreet, it's something you can fit in, which I think, you know, the challenge of fitting in creative pursuits, if you have a day job or if you've got, you know, a very large family or a lot of obligations, mm-hmm. can be hard. So that's also the nice thing. Either about Skype or about, you know, email back and forths, is that you're able to position them within your life and
exactly.
your the person you're working with into their life, so that it works.
Yeah, it works well because you know, my schedule is such that I can sort of be available just about any time as long as I'm not on stage. So
my brother's a professional musician. I talk about him every now and then. He's been one for 40 years, and it's a you know, every now and then, of course, I don't know his schedule. He's in another city. And every now and then, I'll call him just before he's getting ready to take on stage. Or
right.
I don't think he's ever picked up while he's been on stage, but I feel terrible. I try, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to factor that in. So he's in
he's in Chicago. What's the time difference?
Yeah,
how likely is it that he would have a gig? And I've never been able to figure out. You know, it could be just about any time. You just never know.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have time for two more songs, I think.
Okay.
Great.
What would you like to do next?
Well,
are you guys, it looks like you may be getting ready to leave. So while he's tuning, I'll let you say goodbye. If you want to
nice
say goodbye.
Meeting you.
Yeah, it was great to have you here, girl.
Sit in.
And, oh, I'm glad they had a good time. And
good luck with your music.
Thank you. Good luck with yours.
Thank you. I'll need it. That's sweet. Okay, well, I'll do this little song here I wrote called Thank You. You know, as I travel around in my little car around the country. I rarely have to get a hotel room. People usually host me. Dennis and MJ put me up the last couple of nights over there near Harmony, PA. Wonderful. So that was this song for all the folks that come to the shows, people who put me up and feed me. It's called Thank You. And the people who play me on the radio, thank you. Three cats live in this house. I'm just a guest passing through. They run around all night, sleep away the afternoon. One has a zigzaggy tail, one is as white as a pearl, one only hides, never lets me into her world. I wanna thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for my breaking heart. Thank you for the chance to play my little part. Panther on a windowsill, rabbit in the wet green grass, Rufus and Anna's hearts and wings beating fast. I'm filled to the brim. Next day the whole thing spills out wide open again. Man, I'm wondering what it's all about. I wanna thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for my breaking heart. Thank you for the chance. The clouds pile up when they're only gonna blow away. Funny how each one of us is a universe in our small way. Squint in the sun, high on a blue window day, grinning and purring like they've got something to say. If curiosity kills, I'm dying to know what that means. A life of waiting till won't fill the yearning in between. Oh, thank you.
Beautiful song, and a beautiful song of gratitude. You know, I've looked and looked and looked for a lot of songs like that, and that's probably one of the finest I've heard. You still feel like one more?
I'll
tell you, as you're preparing, I'll just quickly wind us up here thanking Greg Greg Langle, some of the folks here with us earlier today, Greg Langle of the Frick Art and Historical Center, April Peroni from Carnegie Science Center, Joel Lindsay, wow, from Boulevard of the Allies, playing early this morning, doing a great job. Also, our storytellers from the Falstaff's Fellows with their scenes from As You Like It. Inaru and Liam and Lola and Silas from The Wild Animals. And you, thank you very much. Tad Whistle, great job engineering. Ricky Berger, great job producing and spousing. And also Dana Cooper.
Yeah, thank you. What a nice eclectic show you've had here today.
Yeah, thank you. It's been swell. And thank you. It's a pleasure.
There's a girl in the forest, dreaming of the ocean. Treetop mast is bowing, cloud white sail is blowing. I wanna be the boat that cradles her on the waves. The girl with a mile wide smile, soulful as a child. She can see the good in everything, even me. The girl with a mile wide smile sets her heart on fire. She's not gonna hold back anything, not the girl with the mile wide smile. Swims a girl in blue water, light as a skipping stone. Golden sunlight follows where her laughter's thrown. And I wanna be there to catch it, right in her line of fire. The girl with a mile wide smile takes me by surprise. I want to see the good in everything and everyone. The girl with the mile wide smile makes my heart run wild. Oh, I could believe in almost anything for the girl with the mile wide smile. When I wake, my heart aches. This world seems such a dark place. Then I see her sweet face. Day breaks anew in her. Garden, a swaying willow tree. She leans against my heart and wraps her arms around me. She says, there is no question. The answer is always yes. The girl with the mile wide smile, so full as a child. Man, she can see the good in everything. Wide smile sets her heart on fire. She's not gonna hold back anything. The girl with the mile wide smile takes me by surprise. I want to see the good in everything. dances a girl in the garden, a swaying willow tree. She leans against my heart, then wraps her arms around me. She says, there is no question. The answer is always yes. The girl with the mild white smile, so full as a child. Man, she can see the good in everything. The girl with the mild white smile sets her heart on fire. She's not gonna hold back anything. The girl with the mild white smile takes me by surprise. I want to see the good in everything and everyone. The girl with the mild white smile makes my heart run wild. I could believe in almost anything for the girl with the mild white smile.